Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to A Fine Time for Healing, a sanctuary for your emotional well-being. Your host is Randy Fine, author of the memoir Finally, and the inspirational self-help book Awaken from Life. Here's Randy.
Good morning. Thank you for tuning in and listening to A Fine Time for Healing. I am your talk radio show host, Randy Fine. Today we have the incredibly gifted source of light and love, spiritual medium Laura Lee, back on the show. Laura has the natural ability to access the link between the physical and spiritual world. Today she will be sharing the inspiring wisdom recently received from her guides and angels, messages that are meant for all of us. And as usual, she will be taking your calls and giving free on-air readings. If you'd like to call in, and you can get in because our queue is full. If you'd like to talk to Laura, the number is 424-220-1801. And now, let's give a warm welcome to my friend and special guest, Laura Lee. Let's get started, Laura. How are you?
Yeah, let's do. I'm much better now that I got online with you.
Yeah, I mean, to explain to my callers, to explain to my listeners, the queue fills up, and once five people call in, then nobody else can call in until somebody drops. So I had to make room for Laura. So I'm sorry if I dropped your call, but just keep trying to call in.
Yeah, as soon as we start to go through some of the callers, I think we'll leave room for some other people to call in. But it's so funny because it kind of points out to the subject matter that we were going to address today about marching in like a lion and losing your power.
Yeah.
So because I felt like I was losing my power there and just like gasping fair, just trying to get on air with you today. And
all right.
Well,
now we can all chill.
Yeah. And, you know, we were just so sweating it that it wasn't going to happen today. But it, obviously,
right.
It's a good thing. It's a good thing,
yes.
Right?
It's a good thing. It's always a good thing.
Yeah.
So you talked to me about march in like a lion and march out like a lamb. How can you apply that to a spiritual message?
You know, I started writing, I was inspired by some of the messages that were coming forth for my angel messages, which I send out once a week to everybody and in my newsletter, and started out with this month, March, about being tender for ourselves, which, you know, March does come in like a lion in the sense that, you know, we're still going through the winter weather, and then towards the end of March, the spring weather starts to merge in a little bit. And it can be applied to our power because in the way that my guides have told me or my angels have told me that, you know, there's things that we hold on to and people that drain our power. And just like when I were drained because we couldn't get the phone lines connected right this morning. So, and there's a myriad of things. And I know we don't have much time to talk, so I'll just go real quickly about some of the things that might drain your power. And we got to be cognizant of those things. And one of the top ones that I know from just talking to people on a day-to-day basis is bills and money, you know, and we can lose we can lose our power over, you know, dwelling over the bills, not getting them paid or whatever. And then maybe losing something of value, that's another one. Maybe it's a job, maybe it's a person, maybe it's like for us, we just recently lost an iPhone with less valuable pictures on it. Okay,
maybe it's
a ring or something like that. So those things can, like, drain your power. Another thing is make an important decision. That can drain your power. Maybe an employer, is deciding to close the doors. That can drain your power, like losing your job, the possibility of losing your job. Maybe you're not, you know, performing up to standard. And then there's people in our lives all the time. There's always somebody in our life that's draining our power, right? And that could be a family member. Yeah, right? I know everybody can identify with this. It could be a family member. It could be a friend. It could be a boss, a coworker, a neighbor. Heck, it could be a lover or a partner, a husband, wife. You know, and then of course, the other biggest obvious one is losing somebody, you know, and mm-hmm. whether that person just walks out of our life or we lose them because they transcend to the other side. You know, those things
right.
can all sap our power personally. But anyway, today I'm going to talk about ways we can regain our power and come back into ourselves so that we can be open to the possibilities for change. And that's what spring is about. So that's where I'm going to leave
perfect.
It right now.
Yeah,
What's that
sounds perfect. So our first caller is Amy. Amy, okay. Hi, Amy, are you there?
Oh,
Amy?
Hi. Yes. Hello?
Hi, Amy.
Hi, yes. What is your question for Laura? How are you?
Good. My question is, Laura, I have a job interview tomorrow, and I wondered if you could see anything with how everything, if you think that I'll get this job or what you feel around it.
I think getting in the door, I got to tell you, is fantastic that you actually got the interview, you know. And the economy, I know, is rebounding. So that's fantastic that you got yourself in the door and getting the face-to-face interview. The first thing I get here with that, Amy, is I don't know if you're really particularly high on it, you know. And high, I mean, it's you need it. I don't know if it's the ideal situation for you. There's things that you question about it, okay? And the reason I say this is there something to do with the drive with this particular job?
Yeah.
Okay, like the distance? Amy, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's why I'm saying, I'm confirming that. So your guide, your angels hear that. So they want to align you with the perfect situation. Okay, so I think what I'm getting here is that there's another opportunity that's going to be presented to you. It's going to be more ideal for you. Okay, and I'm not saying you can't go in there and get this opportunity right now, but I feel like there's things that question in your heart in regards to it. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, so if you want the job, okay, because I know you need the job, correct?
Yes.
Okay, then you have to let go of those things. And my recommendation is maybe visualize the interviewer right in front of you, okay? And I promise you this works, okay? Is just send love to them and not give lip service. I think we just did the show on love, didn't we, Randy?
Last show. Yeah, you can listen to that, Amy.
Yeah. You can listen to it on the links, okay? And just send love to them and empower the situation with love and light and not give lip service, but actually do it. So listen to that previous recording, okay? And so you can empower yourself and go in there and seeing yourself confident and prepared and ready to take that job until the next opportunity comes in, okay? Because I feel like there's uneasiness about it. If you go in there, people can sense the psychic vibe even though they can't articulate it. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So keep us posted. We'd love to hear back from you. You take care. Okay?
Okay.
Thank you, Amy.
Wish you best.
Thank you. Okay. The next caller is Sophia. Good morning, Sophia. How are you?
Good morning, ladies. I'm great. How are you?
We're good.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
Great.
What is your question for Laura?
The question I have this morning for Laura is, Laura, what can you tell me about my spiritual journey I am currently on?
Sophia, have we talked before?
I think so, but it's been, I can tell you, I know for a fact it was before December.
Yeah,
that's
I thought so.
Some things that have happened in my life since then.
Yes.
But I know it was definitely maybe, I don't know, October, November of last year on another show. Might have been your own show.
Mm-hmm. Oh, was it? Oh, no, because I haven't been on the air for over a year now.
Okay.
So it must have been right here because for some reason you seem familiar to me. One thing. Oh, I know what it was.
But it was not about this, yeah.
No, it wasn't. It was about another person in your life that was really, you know, draining you. And it was a family member, wasn't it?
No, not that instant.
Oh, that's
it was
what
another
I
person. It was another person.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, let me get this then. Are you right-handed, Sophia?
I am.
Okay, I do see a male spirit come in towards you. Okay, on your right side. That's your paternal side, by the way. So that's father's side. You know, who seems to have a real close to you, and. It could be even, you know, on your paternal side. So that's who I'm seeing is coming in close. And one of the things that I get is I feel like there's this thing in your heart about a relocation and possibly moving to another area, which I feel like will enlift and energize you, okay? And as I say it, I don't know if you've recently been on a beach or walked on the water or something like that or along some water, some body of water. Does that make sense?
No, but when I meditate, that's where I place myself.
Oh, that's where you place yourself.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
I
feel
love the beach. Mm-hmm. I sit right at the edge and listen to the seagulls and during my meditations.
Well, you're drawing yourself to it.
Wow.
You're drawing yourself to it, okay? So you find that space peaceful, and you're going to make it a reality. You're making it a reality. So I feel like that's where you're going. I feel like you'll be relocating within the next year or 2 years towards a direction that way.
Oh, Lord, I have not thought about moving, but hey.
I know, but maybe it starts out as just a couple trips here and there. You know what I'm talking about?
But
when I feel it's a spiritual, you know, journey, I feel like that's, when you ask, that's exactly what I got. So, and I think it will soothe your soul on all levels, physically, emotionally, mentally, you know, right now. You're there on a spiritual plane and mental plane, but it's going to take you there physically. So, and as I say this, I also feel like there's a friend that might be close by, or maybe it's even a family member that might be participating with you on this level, you know, as a spiritual journey. It might be even joining you in discussions about this kind of stuff here and there, but will eventually, you know, be drawn in the same direction as you. If that makes sense, Sophia.
It would be a new friend because the friends I have now is kind of taboo to them. So I'm kind of on
okay.
my own on the spiritual journey thing right
well,
now.
Well, I want you to keep that in mind, okay? Are you also
okay.
writing,
I will.
Sophia? Are you writing?
Huh?
Are you writing or journaling?
I do journal sometimes, more lately than I ever have, to be honest.
Well, there
I
you go.
A journaler.
Yeah. All right, there's your confirmation.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for calling in, Sophia. Wish you best. Keep me posted.
Thank you, dear.
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay. This was, let's see. So you want to talk a little bit more and then take a few more callers?
Sure.
Okay.
So at the top of the hour, we talked about some of the things that can drain us.
Yes.
And which can be a whole myriad of things for all of us. And so one of the things that I'm told And there's many things, actually, we don't have enough time that we could do to restore our power, but probably the most effective thing we could do right now is just simply becoming aware, because that's the first step in healing anything, is just becoming aware. And they recommend we become aware of what drains our energy and what gives us energy. Right?
Right.
So if we can just become aware of what those energy drainers are, whether it's things or people in our lives, and then what energizes us, certain people or certain things, then, you know, we can start moving towards the things that really energize us. Okay?
Right.
So
that really, speaks to me, Laura. That really does, because...
It speaks to me, too. Yeah, go ahead.
You know, one of my favorite things to do is to go antiquing, and I like consignment shops and stuff like that. I love to root around and find stuff. But because I'm an empath and I'm so sensitive, and I tend to, things cling to me, energies cling to me, or they get into my space and stuff like that, I really have to, had to stop going, and that's very disappointing to me. And I actually walked into a place the other day because I really wanted to look for something, and then all of a sudden I started to feel that, oh, that drain. I'm like, I got to go.
Right. I understand. I get that as a sensitive person, too. And, you know,
yeah.
And I used to love that kind of journey, too, going into antique shops. But Sophia just said something, too, you know, with you, Sophia, the caller who just called in, she said that she's been drawn to journaling more. Well, that means she's focusing and putting her energy someplace that's actually energizing her more. So so those are things we got to be conscious of and eliminate, or start to walk away from the things that drain us and towards the things that really energize us. So
true.
And it's hard to do because you don't want to hurt. I mean, when we're talking about people, you don't want to hurt, you know, some people really don't care whether or not they hurt other people. I mean, you just do it gently. You know, you don't have to do cold turkey with people and things. You can, you know, just be conscious of it and just eliminate, you know, gently out of your life. So that's the first step. So we have any other callers?
Oh, yes, we do. Yes, we do.
Okay.
Yes, we do. Okay. Let's bring on Kathy. Hi, Kathy. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Doing great.
Morning,
what
Kathy.
Is your...
Hi. It's been a rough week. I don't know what's going on, but I was going to ask you about my spiritual journey. What's coming up?
How about specific? Let's go specifically.
Well, I'm hoping to retire next year and do something. I don't know if I'll be doing Reiki or cards or reading.
You know, the first thing that came to me is an angel that looks like a teacher, you know, carrying a book. And I don't know if that means, you know, you're a student, you know, and taking classes at workshops or something of that sort, you know, and the teacher that I'm seeing, or the teacher, the angel I'm seeing is Archangel Uriel. Have you heard of Uriel?
Yes, yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay, it's the angel of wisdom, you know, who's imparting information to us when, you know, when we need it. So I feel like, your part of your journey when it comes to, you know, retiring, and that's the other thing. I don't feel like you're completely retired for some reason.
Well,
I feel like
from this job I will, but not, you know, what I do next.
Yeah, because I feel like you're the type of person who can't just stop going. And that's something I think you evolve over time, and that might be part of your journey, is just letting go. And really allowing yourself to be with you, you know, and that's part of your journey. But anyway, this angel is going to impart a lot of information to you, and I feel like you're going to be doing a lot more reading than maybe you had previously. And the other thing is maybe taking classes and workshops, you know. And
right.
as a student evolves, then I think you might become the teacher, Kathy. So I don't know if that makes sense to you, but that's where I get with, you
it
know,
makes
the
a
information.
Lot of sense. It makes a
okay.
lot of sense because I have a ton of books to read.
Oh, good. And you haven't had the time to up at this point in time. And, you know, as I say that, I also get a spirit that comes in, a male spirit. And I feel like there's a connection to a suicide. I don't know if that's a family member or somebody. But anyway, I feel the vibration of suicide with this spirit. Does that make sense to you?
I'll have to think about it or look back to see who it could be.
He's coming in directly behind you, so I almost feel like this might be something you went to school with, okay? Because when it comes directly behind, I get the sense that there is a, you know, it's a friend. It's a connection to a friend, okay? Not a
I know. My sister had a female friend that committed suicide, but you said male.
Right, I said male. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Is he
like
here to help me or just coming in?
No, he just seems to be, you know, around you. So, you know, and let me ask you this. At some point did you take, because I get antidepressants around the energy. So I don't know if he lacked antidepressants or you yourself at some point might have had antidepressants or had to go on antidepressants. Does that make sense?
I do. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
I do.
You do now?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, there's part of your trip, baby. Okay. So, you know, maybe later, you know, you'll identify who the spirit is because I feel like it's a soul connection. But the antidepressant thing is, you know, maybe meditation can help you alleviate some of the challenges that you feel like you're dealing with that you haven't dealt with, you know, in addition to the medication. But that's
yeah, well, I'm hoping to come off of them because it was, you know, something in from a while ago.
Yeah, well, keep listening to today's topic because it, you know, it'll apply to your situation.
Okay?
Okay.
All righty.
Thanks for calling in, darling. Have a great
day.
Thank you, Kathy. Okay. Let's see. You want to take another one? We have Mindy. Okay. Hi, Mindy. Thanks for holding.
Hi. I'm so glad you got to me because every reading was for me. The last two, anyway. I resonated with everything moving to Florida with my niece interacting with me. You said someone talking about it. And a friend of mine committed suicide, and he was on antidepressants. And when I was a kid.
Oh, well,
so I
maybe
have such
it's
chills.
Connected to you because... Yeah, it could be even connected. You know, and the funny thing is Mindy, thanks for bringing that up, is when I do readings for other people and it connects with you, resonates, it could mean for you as well. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, as you're pointing out, you're getting, you know, chills and everything. And that's why I think doing readings on air is important because it touches more than one person out there. So,
mm-hmm. I've
so what
learned
can we
to
do
that
you?
To listen.
Right. What can we do for you today, Mindy?
Well, I would love whatever you're getting. My biggest concern is future, what's happening. I'm very positive about it. I feel excited, but I would love some facts, like a lot of things are changing for me, and whatever you can pick up around that.
The one thing I'm picking up is a mother figure that's around you. And
mm-hmm.
was there a split in a relationship, a divorce, or a breakup or consideration?
Yeah, well, in my relationship or with my mother?
Both. And maybe it transcends to both.
Yes. I grew up in an institution for child abuse, so I didn't grow up with my mother.
So there's a lot of hard feelings there.
No, not at all. I forgave her before she passed, well before.
Okay. Well, she still feels, you know, bad.
Well, my sisters feel that towards her.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, and her soul seems a little unrested about the whole thing, too. That's why I think that. Okay,
she comes
through
quite often saying that, yes.
Oh, well, gosh. Well, let's help her go, you know, send her off into light, send her love and light all the time. And Mindy, again, I don't know if you heard me say this to one of the previous callers to tune in to the last show, because I talk about doing that, not with lip service, but actually doing it, you know, from your
mm-hmm.
heart. But, you know, that's why you're in your sister's lives, because maybe that's something you help them get through.
Well, I'm not. None of us are in each other's lives.
I know.
You know, like there's five sisters, nobody talks.
Yeah, I know, and you will. That's
okay.
That's where that's the work that needs to be done. And, you know, it's so hard. It's so hard sometimes to, because a lot of people are scared when they hear there's work to be done, right?
Well, we didn't grow up together, and nobody lives near each other, and you know what I mean? Not that that's a reason, but everyone went on with their own lives. I'm very peaceful about it. Maybe they're not, but I am.
Okay, so I do feel like there's a reunion. And as I say that,
okay.
is there an anniversary or birthday associated in February that you know of, Mindy?
That was my mother's wedding anniversary.
Okay.
In February.
All right, there you go. There's your confirmation.
President's Day or something like that. Mm-hmm.
All right, there's your confirmation from Spirit, okay? Thank you for calling in, Mindy. I wish you best, and I thank for sharing what you did at the top of the call. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mindy.
Okay.
I want to slip in a really quick one because this Lene has Lene called, and I cut her off before a couple of times to let you get in. So let's get her. Hi, Lene. Are you there?
Hi. Yes, I'm here.
All right. I want to slip you in here real quick. Let's make sure we
thank
talk
you.
To you.
Hi, Laura.
Hi, Renee. What can we do
it's
for you?
It's actually Lene, I think, right?
Oh, Lene.
Yeah. Well, I just wanted to know if I have any loved ones come through with messages or anything.
Okay. Lene, are you right-handed? I want to say left-handed, but...
no, right-handed.
You're right-handed because I'm seeing people on your left side, which is maternal side, okay? And, again, I get a mother-like spirit there. And your mom seems really close. Is your mom physically here?
Yes, she still is.
Yeah, so I feel like this might be some sort of grandmother figure that's on the other side because she seems to say that your mother is physically here. So I feel like she's connected to her, okay, if that makes sense?
Yes.
And there's a male that happens to be there along with her, and I feel like it's a brother, uncle of some sort.
I do have an uncle.
Say again?
I do have an uncle that passed, but he's on my father's side.
I see this associated with her for some reason. So, you know, on mother's side, and I'm going to leave it with grandma. Your grandmother's on the other side, right?
Yes.
Yeah, and when I say that, I also see a Bible, like she was a woman strong of faith.
Yes.
Okay. She's just doing that. So anyway, those are confirmations. A young man. That I see standing alongside with her that seems to be connected with her. And anyway, let me just say, I feel that she's come into the picture because of your mom. And are you distant? Are you emotionally distant with your mom?
Yeah, we're not as close as I am with my dad.
Right.
You know, we're okay, but... You know, not
right.
like best friends.
Right. I think she's working on you guys. That's why she's there. Okay. And the reason I say that also is one or the two of you actually having trouble with your legs as well, walking, mobility, you know, and when I get it, I almost feel like there might be something to do with clot issues, blood flow.
No. Neither one of us.
Neither one of you?
I have back problems that make me walk a little funny way in the morning when I get up, but...
Lene, do you smoke? Or did you at one point? Huh?
No, never.
You didn't? No. Pardon me?
My mom did.
Your mom did. Okay, because I feel like it's associated with the smoke. Maybe it's something that she's not even talking about. She did at one time, right? She quit
at
now.
One time, she
right?
quit, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So anyway, these are just confirmations coming, okay, from spirit, okay? So I just got to say that there's something there that, you know, that needs to be disclosed that can probably close a chapter for you guys. Not close a chapter and say, you know, in the relationship, what I mean is to get beyond it and get past it, okay? So that's my thing with it. And as they also say this, he's also telling me a new baby's coming in. And she shows me a new spirit. So,
yes, my daughter.
And she's all excited about it. And I feel like she's also bringing that spirit, ushering that spirit in.
that's so exciting.
And I think, and they say that, I'm saying this is the catalyst for it, little baby. Okay? So
okay.
This little child
okay.
will be the catalyst for that healing. I get such great chills with that.
Yeah, we can't
so,
wait.
Well, congratulations, and I hope that gives you something to think about, okay?
Okay,
so,
thank
Lene,
you.
Thank you,
Lene.
I'm glad we got you through.
Thank you, me too.
Have a great day.
You too.
So, I think that's going to be all the callers we're going to be able to take, but we can talk a little more about marching out like a lamb.
Yeah. So here's one other trick. To regaining
okay.
our power, okay?
Okay?
Because, you know, the first one is they told us, let's just become aware, and that's the first step towards healing. But one of the biggest things that I've always used and is very easy for us to do is if you can just take a moment and close your eyes for a second and then see your guardian angel standing right in front of you, okay? And for Sophia, it's going to be Uriel. If she's still listening, okay? So if you're standing there right in front of your angel, and if you can't visualize your angel, just pretend you can, okay? And whatever that's draining you, let's say it's a person or it's an employer, let's say it's the bill, okay? Whatever it is, hand it over like a symbol of it. Maybe if it's a person, just hand that person over to the angel. Okay, and the angel's going to wrap its wings around that thing, and you say, thank you for lifting this burden off of my heart right now, you know, and because it's burdening you, okay, whatever the challenge is, it's burdening you, and hand it over, and then see them just take it away and fly away with it, and say, thank you for restoring my heart with peace, love, and joy. Okay, and then the angel just takes it and flies away until the point you don't even see the angel. And because the reason I'm saying this is because sometimes unless we let go of control and the control of our mind and our spirit and that thing that's got a hold of us, until we let go and really allow the flow of God to come back through us or spirit to come back through us, will we be open to the possibilities for healing? So
that sounds great. I'm going to do that. I'm going to do that again.
Yeah, it works really good. And in fact, we could do it together right now because there's always somebody right now that we're holding on to or the bill or whatever the thing is. And I just see handing over right now and just see them fly away. So just hand it over right now. We can have a healing right now, and then we can start seeing miracles immediately. I mean,
wow.
Sometimes I have to stop and do it. You know, and you know, you don't have to be anywhere special. You can be in your car, or you can be in your office at your desk, You know, you just stop and do it and just hand it over. And that's why it's so important we become aware, because if we're aware of it, then we can just immediately hand it over. And,
do we feel that burden lift off of us when we do this?
I do.
Okay.
I do. And then I can go about my business. So, and then look for the opportunity that, you know, sometimes they'll fix the situation in a way that we never even dreamed of.
Right.
So that's what's
right.
so magical about it. So, and if it's not an angel and you don't feel comfortable, because I know a lot of people out there have the belief of not, you know, praying to an angel, maybe it's to God, or maybe for you it's Ra, or maybe it's Abraham, you know, just whoever, just hand it over. Okay, so it doesn't much matter, just as long as it matters to you. So that's my biggest recommendation.
Great recommendation, Laura. Thank you. We can
yeah,
all use that.
Yeah. So then we can walk on and peace like a lamb does.
there's the walk out
yeah.
like a lamb or whatever it is.
Well, what is the saying? The saying is march in like a lion and goes out like a lamb.
Okay.
So that's the best analogy, I think, that I was given to the angels. Remember, I told you, let's go with the subject matter, and I didn't know how it was supposed to tie in all together, but they always just tell me just, you know, the pinpoints that we can cover. And it makes
it's
sense,
true.
Doesn't it?
Now, Laura, how do you get in touch with your angels?
Meditate. I can't even, you know, that's probably the biggest thing that I recommend to all my students is meditate.
Okay.
And letting go of these heavy burdens, because that's what blocks us from making that connection.
Right. I mean, life gets so much easier when we stop feeling like we have to control everything around us. When we let that go, life just flows so much better.
Oh, doesn't it?
Yes, it really does. And that's something that a lot of people, I know in my counseling practice, that people have a hard time with, letting go of that physical need to control everything, you know, that it's in their power. But once we can learn to let that go and give it up to the spirit world,
mm-hmm.
it eases our journey.
Yeah, and you know, I've got something else to add there, just based on what you said. And the only thing we can control is how we respond and react, and how we feel and how we think. We can't control how other people respond and react. All we can control is ourselves, you know, and the way that we think. And that's why it's so important just to let go of those things that have just got a hold and a grip of us. So it's so much healthier for our spirit.
Yeah. I mean, that was years ago when I was in a relationship with somebody who had a substance abuse problem, and I found myself in a 12-step program helping to, you know, trying to deal with it. And one of the main things was to turn it over to a higher power or whatever source, you know, you want. And I just could not grasp that concept. But once I did, that's where my spiritual journey began. Once I really was able to figure out that there was something there to turn it over to, that's when I really began the whole seeking of what's out there spiritually.
That's good. Yeah, I agree that... Yeah, I think that is a hard concept. I mean, mentally, to put your brain around, you know, because it's not tangible.
Exactly.
Yeah. So
exactly.
That's good. Thanks for sharing that.
Yeah, you're welcome. It's just, you know, I share it because, just like you share, because I'm sure that there's listeners out there that are going to relate to that. But I, you know, there's a huge freedom in letting that go. So it's really, really a great topic for today. Is there any other messages that you wanted to share with us today?
other than that, I knew we were always pushed for time with callers and getting the message over. But like I said, there's so many other methods we could do to letting go. One of the other ones that I use personally is when I'm in meditation. I just see a white light come down over the top of me and wash everything away that seems to be bothering me, you know, and I visualize that the white light's just cleansing me from inside out. So I take deep inhales of the white light, and then on the exhale, I just expel it from my heart, whatever it is. And that's another good method that cleanses you internally and physically too, because you can, you know, sometimes see these things just attached to you if you happen to be a visual person. So that's another method of cleansing. And you know those things that got a hold of you because you swirl it around in your head, and they agitate you. Those are the things that agitate you.
That's right. We all have them. So what's going on with you? Is there anything new with you? Anything with your...
Nothing really on the books yet, but spring break starts tonight for me, tomorrow. So I'm looking forward to going on a trip here starting tomorrow. So I'm excited about that. I need the break because I've been really sick, you know, with a bad cold that seems to be going around up north here. So,
oh, gosh.
I think the sunshine's really going to help me.
Oh, I think so, too. I hope you have a great time. So can you just tell us again what your website is for the listeners that don't know it?
There's a couple of them. You can go to Psychic Medium Laura Lee or mediumlauralee.com. And they'll take you right over there, and hope to hear from some of you. Otherwise, we'll connect here again sometime next month, right?
Absolutely. And for the listeners who aren't aware of this, Laura is on A Fine Time for Healing once a month, generally towards the middle to the end of the month. So if you just check my show page by going to blogtalkradio.com/Randi, R-A-N-D-I, hyphen, Fine, F-I-N-E, all the shows come up, and you can listen to all Laura's shows, or, you know, and you can see what's coming in the future. So, but Laura will be back. So, thanks, Laura. We had a great show today, and as always, I appreciate you coming on and sharing your inspiration with us.
Thank you for having me. I love it, Randi.
I love it, too.
With you and the callers, too. So
yes, it was
good,
fun. Okay, so we'll be in touch, and we'll find another date for next month.
Sounds good.
Okay, thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
So we are out of time for today, but if you have any comments or questions about today's show or any other shows, please email me at loveyourlife@randigfine.com. Randi is RANDIGFINE.com. Stop by my website, randigfine.com. Sign the guest book. I welcome feedback about my shows there, so you can leave comments for me there as well. I have hundreds of great articles as well that you can read, and lots of original quotes that you are welcome to share. And if you enjoy listening to my shows, please become a show follower. At the top of each show page is an opportunity for you to follow me and keep up with everything that I'm doing. All my shows are archived after broadcasting and can be listened to at your convenience on Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, or through the show links on my website. Thanks again for tuning in and listening to A Fine Time for Healing. This is Talk Radio show host and author, Randi Fine, signing off. Until next time, may joy and serenity always be yours. Goodbye.
Thanks for listening. You can find out more about Randi at her website, Randi G Fine, RANDIGFINE.com. Join her next time for more of A Fine Time for Healing.
Hard not to hesitate, but we can't wait to be the change. Be the change. there's a better way.